This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Frederick Reikin's new novel might make you believe there's no such thing as a stranger. It opens in Florida, 1984, where Beverly Rabinowitz, a doctor born in Poland who escaped the Holocaust, vacations with her boyfriend David, who has cancer, and his son, Jordan, who knows it. They swim with manatees who seem gentle and knowing. But each step of the story gets a new narrator. Jordan takes over, then Tim, a tour guide and musician, then Dee, a singer, and then Jennifer, Beverly's daughter, as the action moves between Utah, New Jersey, and Israel and snaps up an uncommon assortment of characters, including an FBI agent named Leopold, an Israeli soldier named Amon, who remind us how seemingly unrelated lives can all come together in the net of a master storyteller. Frederick Reikin, whose previous books include the highly acclaimed Lost Legends of New Jersey, as director of the graduate program in writing at Emerson College, joins us from WBUR in Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's great to be here.
So how do you explain this story? The early reviews from, like, Publishers Weekly have been just absolutely laudatory, but everybody's kind of stuck to explain the narrative.
What I would say is that I structured this book around dual protagonists, the one being Beverly Rabinowitz, who is, her story is essentially the mystery of the fate of her father, Jonah Rabinowitz, and what may or may not have happened to him during the Holocaust. The surprise character that came into this book that I wasn't really planning on was this Catherine Clay Goldman, who is almost an alter ego or double or maybe even doppelganger for Beverly. And she's this elusive 60s era radical. And what
guerrilla puppeteer.
Yeah, and guerrilla puppeteer among her many various identities and names. I found that if I managed to touch on one or the other of these two mysteries, the mystery of Beverly's father, or essentially the mystery of Catherine Clay Goldman and who she might or might not be, it maintained the traction of the novel through the disparate narratives. So I guess you could ultimately say it's a book about connection and the way people are interconnected, whether they know it or not.
In the center of the book, there's just the nicest little love story. In this unforgettable section set along the Dead Sea, your narrator at that point, who's a veterinarian from Western Massachusetts, goes to live in a kibbutz for her health.
Yes.
And she meets a blonde goy from Utah who whisks her away on his motorcycle.
Right. That's the chapter that everything kind of turns on, because you've heard about the blonde goy in an earlier chapter.
He's in a coma there.
He's
you meet
earlier,
him when he's in a coma,
right?
Yeah.
You meet him when he's crashed his motorcycle, and you meet him, and then you, almost in a Rashomon-like way, go through the accident from the point of view of the veterinarian Vicky, and you also then get the aftermath of that and how that story comes full circle and plays out both in terms of Vicky's larger story and also how it connects back up with Beverly and with Catherine Clay Goldman.
I wrote something down that just as when I finished the book, this just had me thinking ever since. One of your narrators writes, you write, I recognize that we are all magicians in some way. We are complicit in all we see and comprehend that what we will see will never coincide with absolute reality. As a result, the human brain must make a narrative.
Yeah, well, no one reality is privileged. It can always shift when a larger or differing perspective is introduced. At the level of just the idea that we are all magicians in some way, we are. We use a metaphorical version of sleight of hand all the time in our lives. There's so much indirection in our lives. We will be thinking about something one way, some other current will hit us. Every now and then you have one of these epiphanic moments where you actually do feel like everything is strangely aligned and you don't quite know why, but it's there. And it's there, I think, in the way that we we do make narratives. That's how we go about interpreting the world. I think while we process this way and make narratives to understand our lives, it's important not to get stuck in any one narrative. I think most of the biggest problems in the world come from people being stuck in a particular narrative and being unwilling to see another point of view or acknowledge another belief system.
Frederick Ryken, speaking from Boston, his new novel, Day for Night.